This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. Congress has formally rejected President Trump's national emergency declaration, and that was to fund the border wall construction as the Senate voted 59-41 to disapprove the executive action weeks after the House of Representatives did the same. 12 Senate Republicans joined in a unified Democratic caucus to pass the disapproval measure in the Republican-led chamber. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
So what I would ask my colleagues, I would really plead with my colleagues. I understand the politics are difficult, much harder for you than for me. But our nation, our Constitution, the beauty of this government demands we rise to the occasion this afternoon.
The president tweeted from the White House, quote, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. Flight data recorders from a doomed Ethiopian Airlines flight arrived in France for analysis on Thursday. Sunday's crash was the second fatal flight for a Boeing 737 MAX 8 in less than 6 months. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. FAA is now explaining why it waited to take action.
As dozens of countries either grounded the Boeing 737 MAX jets or banned them from airspace, the U.S. held out, with the FAA saying there was no data showing the planes were unsafe, and specifically nothing pointing to a tie between two that crashed within 6 months. Acting Administrator Daniel Elwell tells NBC's Today Show that changed yesterday. Boeing says it backs the move but remains fully confident in the jets, which were supposed to boost the company's fortunes for years. Boeing's stock has tumbled since the latest crash. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News.